Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:11 British Summer Time. Today is June 28th. Today we saw a reasonably quiet start in Asia this morning. The majority of markets were in positive territory, but by less than about 1%. Korea was a bit of a standout in the fact that it was lower today, and in a dynamic sort of fashion. But elsewhere in the Asian region, the majority of markets have held on to their recent gains and have improved upon that performance somewhat. The ASEAN region continues to lead. The Philippines, Malaysia, and Indonesia are all in positions of relative strength, have held on to the vast majority of their gains, and are performing really very steadily indeed. Into the European trading, the majority of markets were also in positive territory. The CAC 40 in France was stronger by almost 1.5%, which was one of the better performers in the region. Into the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is finishing out the day up in excess of 1.2%, and the Nasdaq up over 1.5%. The Nasdaq in particular is worthy of mention because it had pulled back, found support in the region of the 200-day moving average. It's had a good bounce. We've been looking for a technical rally, and this is the first day we've seen the Nasdaq put in two consecutive days to the upside. The last week's trading has had an element of the picket fence to it, where it's been a big upward dynamic followed by a downward dynamic followed by an upward dynamic, and we're now seeing two consecutive days in the upside. So we can conclude that the market has found at least short-term support in the region of the 200-day moving average. It will need to find support above last week's lows on a subsequent pullback to confirm that demand is returning beyond the short term in this region. And that's a pretty similar story for the majority of stock markets. We have also seen in here today that commodities were reasonably steady. The oil price having fallen abruptly over the last almost 2 weeks, found at least short-term support yesterday, and it was stronger by over $2 in here at present. So, oil had become oversold in the short term. It's getting at least a partial unwinding of some of the short positions that had been taken out in it. But oil has sustained some technical deterioration, and Brent crude would now need to get above $120 to indicate that demand is back in control. What we're looking at right now appears to be at present, a short covering rally, but governments have the oil price in their crosshairs, and they've signaled that they're willing to intervene to get the oil price down. So, from the perspective of the global economy and stock markets generally, that's a positive, although there is scope for oil to rally a bit further in the short term, but perhaps in the medium term it looks like it has hit a peak of at least medium term significance. In the grain and bean complex, the wheat, corn, and soybean markets have fallen aggressively over the last couple of weeks. Wheat in particular had fallen right down to test the lower side of its range in the region of 650 cents and was stronger by 21 cents in here today. So we're seeing that some of the grains are finding support in the region of the lower side of their ranges where those exist. Corn has had much more technical deterioration. It's taken out its progression of higher reaction lows. This is a much deeper reaction than what we've seen previously. And while oversold in the short term, there has been significant technical deterioration, and that would suggest that it could be a while before we see the $8 level in corn again probably this year. US Treasuries have been broadly range bound, although with an upward bias for much of the last month, and they've also put two consecutive days into the downside. US Treasuries, the 30-year was down over a point, and the 10-year was down 1 point even. Gilts were down a little bit less than that, just a tad less than a full point down, and Eurobonds were weaker by about a third of a point. US Treasuries have benefited somewhat from the anxiety that has stalked markets for the last 6 weeks or so, but We are coming up to the very end of quantitative easing. It's going to end for certain in 2 days' time. And there isn't a fantastically bullish argument for why one would own government bonds once that program has ended. And with US Treasuries now beginning to put consecutive days to the downside, this is rather positive news for stock markets generally. Elsewhere in the commodity complex, gold was stronger by about just under $3 today and is holding around this $1,500 area, and silver is currently in the region of just under $34. Platinum and palladium are notable because platinum has fallen much more abruptly and for a while longer than either silver or gold in this corrective phase, and had come right back to the 1650 odd area, which is probably the first area of potential support. And today was the first sign of strength beginning to return to the market. And platinum, more than others, has been going sideways for a significant period of time. It's got a significant amount of trading underneath it. It's certainly not overextended relative to the MA. In fact, it's pulled back below it. It's oversold in the short term. It looks like it's finding a little bit of support here. There is scope for platinum to rally from this area. We remain within a seasonally weak period for the precious metals, and there's still a couple of more months of this seasonally weak period to run. The downward dynamics that we've seen in the gold price over the last couple of days are testament to the fact that gold remains within this corrective phase. But even within the context of the downward dynamics that we've seen, gold remains really very steady, particularly relative to much of the rest of the commodity complex, and continues to revert towards its mean. There is still significant upside potential in the latter half of this year when we leave the seasonally weak period, and particularly in September. We've seen upward breaks in the gold price on every second year from 2001 all the way through to 2009, and we've seen consecutive years 2009, 2010, and gold has been so remarkably steady over the last few months, it's pretty reasonable to expect that we could have an upward break in September 2011. But that is still a couple of months away, and there is the potential that there may be a more attractive entry opportunity in gold at some point over the next few months. Industrial metals, having pulled back sharply over the last couple of months, are also appear to be in the process of finding at least short-term support. Zinc has now put in a higher reaction low. Copper has held on to the majority of its gains and continues to consolidate above this $4 area on the COMEX contract. The nickel price, having pulled back very sharply, has also begun to unwind at least part of that oversold condition. There has been an absence of upper dynamics in that market, though. Natural gas, which remains largely range bound, is a developing base formation. There's a significant amount of supply as this market gets up towards the $5 area, but it has pulled back sharply. It's held its progression of higher reaction lows. Today is some of the first convincing strength that suggests that demand is beginning to return at the lower side of the range, and we're seeing this broad theme. Right across commodities, right across stock markets, where we've seen a large pullback, we're seeing a number of markets beginning to find support, a good number of stock market indices in the region of the 200-day moving average. We're seeing a technical rally and unwinding of some of the short positions that have been built up over the last 6 weeks. It's too early to say whether this is a medium-term low. There are some positive signs out there. We're seeing that leading stock markets in the Asian region are holding on to the majority of their gains. Leading stock market sectors either leveraged to the growth of the global consumer or leveraged to, for example, cloud computing, which offers an incredible efficiency gain and cost savings for corporations. These shares have had comparatively shallow reactions. They're finding support earlier, they've rallied more than their wider stock markets. That's what we would expect to see in during a medium-term correction. In fact, that's what we're looking to, if these are to remain leading sectors, and there's no reason to expect that they won't be. The majority of stock markets would need to take out their recent lows, to indicate that we are in for a much deeper reaction or correction. An additional surge in oil prices would increase that possibility. A further deterioration of the euro crisis would also increase that possibility. But at present, what we're seeing in oil looks like a short covering rally within an overall corrective phase. And the Greek situation, despite quite heated civil unrest, appears to be getting under control. Or at least there is a heightened degree of confidence that Greece is going to be allocated the capital needed to fund its government for a while longer. This isn't really a problem that's going to just disappear, but it's a so far been a managed crisis, and despite a large degree of political maneuvering among the Eurozone countries, financially they have continued to band together and to support their weaker compatriots on the periphery, and that remains the most likely continued scenario. I'm off to Vancouver for a holiday in a couple of days' time. So, if anyone wants to have something added to the chart library, tomorrow would be the last day before I come back on July 14th or 15th. I've also offered to speak for the speak at the Vancouver chapter of the Canadian Society of Technical Analysts. And they said they would get back to me with a potential time, and if that works out, I will have David post the details on comment of the day if I don't know before I leave. And with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.